Chapter 4. The Flower. On the fifth day, the little prince said,
Sheep eat small trees, I know. Do they eat flowers too?
My work on my plane was very difficult, and I did not want to talk. I had to work on it quickly, because I had a big problem. I did not have much water, and I was always thirsty. I needed more water. I answered quickly, "Sheep eat lots of different things."
"But do they eat flowers?"
he asked. "Yes, no, I don't know," I shouted. "It's not important."
"What do you mean, not important?"
he said.
"Of course it's important."
His face was white, and he looked very worried.
"I have a beautiful flower on my planet. She's my special flower, and I look after her," he said. "I don't want your sheep to eat my flower."
Then the little prince started to cry, and I became worried. It was dark now. I forgot about my plane, and I was not thirsty. I wanted to cry too. I held him in my arms, and I said to him, "I can help you. I can draw a muzzle for the sheep. It will cover the sheep's mouth. Then the sheep cannot eat your flower."
"Thank you," said the little prince.
He was better now, and I started to work on my plane again. He talked, and I learned a lot about his flower. There were other flowers on his planet, but this flower was special.
"She's beautiful, and I love her," he said. "Look after me," she said to me, and I looked after her every day.
The little prince looked after her, and he looked after the planet too. He gave the flower water, and he covered her with glass every night. But she did not often say thank you. The little prince became angry with the flower because she was never happy, and she was often angry with him. Then the little prince told me very sadly,
"One day, my flower said to me, 'Don't look after me. I don't need you.'"
This made me sad. I stopped my work on the plane again and looked at the little prince.
"I left my planet because my flower didn't need me," he said. "On my last day there, I cleaned my volcanoes and I gave water to her. She said to me, 'Don't cover me. I don't need a cover.' I was surprised, but I didn't cover her. Then she said, 'I love you, you know, but I don't need you. Go away now.' I was very sad, and she was very sad. 'Goodbye,' I said to her, but she did not speak to me again."
Then he said,
I know something now. Her words were angry, but they weren't important. She made me happy because she was beautiful, and that was important. I was too young to understand.